Zachary Greenberg is in our studio. He contacted me the other day about an initiative, which I believe he'll tell us in a moment, I believe is being coordinated by the Jewish Link, which is a very big newspaper and a favorite of ours here in the Bergen County area. They are calling it Voices for Israel Creative Chant Challenge. Zachary Greenberg, welcome to JM and the AM.
Thank you so much for having me.
When did you guys announce this thing?
We announced it a month ago.
Is there a nice reaction so far?
Yeah, so far we've gotten around 200 chant submissions.
Seriously?
Yeah, it's going great so far.
All right, it's called Voices for Israel Creative Chant Challenge. Describe it for us. What's going on here?
So since October 7th, I've seen my social media flooded by a ton of anti-Israel propaganda going on, and I've seen the social media algorithm, like once you watch one of those videos, all of a sudden that'll flood your social media with like tons of those.
Right.
And I'm thinking, if that's me as like a pro-Israel person getting that, I can't even imagine if I'm someone who's unbiased or even slightly just, I hear about this situation and I feel so bad for the Palestinians, like, and then all of a sudden now they're getting flooded by that. And since then I've been thinking, like, well, what's making this work for them? Like, how are they being so successful at marketing? And I've kind of come to the conclusion that they just come up with such good quick one-liners.
Like, they have good chants.
They're so good.
All we have is Am Yisrael Chai. Yeah, they've got much better ones.
Exactly. I mean, I don't know if you were at the B'nai Yeshurun. Okay, so like a few months ago, like Zaka was doing this event, and there was like a whole anti-Israel. Sure. Yeah. So like there was like 500 Jews versus maybe 30 pro Gazans, and then all of a sudden they're still louder than us at times because we don't really know what we're doing. We maybe have Am Yisrael Chai or bring them home, and everyone I ask doesn't really know anything else besides those. And they've got like a list of tons of different chants that just get you to associate, Palestine genocide.
Have any of the 200 been like amazing? Are there any 10 out of 10s in there?
I really like 1, 2, 3, 4, Israel did not start this war. 5, 6, 7, 8, Palestine is not a state.
And that came from who? A random reader?
Yeah, just a local.
Somebody, a local verse. It's actually not a bad one. I like that.
Yeah, and we've got a lot. Every week we publish the top six.
Oh, you're actually publishing them as they go on?
Oh, yeah, every week we're there's a panel of judges, and they vote on their top every week, and then we publish the top six, and then we're hoping to compile a big list that we could put on the Jewish Link website, and hopefully a lot of organizations can use it at future rallies.
All right, so this contest doesn't end at a specific time. You just keep going, and every single week you're printing as many good ones as you can.
Yeah, it's a good question. I think we're ending it in either mid-July or late July. Probably late July.
Voices for Israel, Creative Chant Challenge. Strengthen support for Israel by harnessing the creativity of our community. Here's what you need to do. You need to submit your own pro-Israel chant or slogan to help convey a clear pro-Israel narrative to the world. Every week, the judges at the Jewish Link we'll be choosing the best slogans and chants to publish in the Jewish Link. This was described to us by Zach Greenberg. Prizes will include a 15-foot-tall telescoping flagpole to use at your next rally for Israel. You'll also have a prize of lunch with Jewish Link co-publisher Moshe Kindler, a good friend of ours, and a golden megaphone, which is symbolic of the chanting that goes on at these rallies. The grand prize will be a Jewish Link-sponsored kiddush at your synagogue or an artisanal pizza party at your home. And these judges, I'm assuming, after having seen the list, are taking this very seriously.
Yes. Yeah.
They are literally pouring over these every single week.
Yeah. We filter through, we pick the best. Like, I'm doing this with Hanan Vogel, and we pick the top maybe 20 or so each week, and then we send it to the judges, and we have like a form for them to fill out where it's like easy for them to just vote on their favorite ones.
I would see Hanan being, very active at these demonstrations and rallies. So does he test them out? Does he actually chant all the chants?
That's the goal. That's our next step goal. We want to start with the run that happens every Sunday at Moti Park and practice in there in a few weeks.
Say it again,
what
do you mean every week?
You know, every Sunday there's like this Run for Their Lives that happens at Moti Park.
Yes, correct. Yeah, which is in support of Israel.
Exactly. Yeah. So we want to test them there where people just chant them and see how they stick and see which ones stick.
How do people submit entries to this?
Yeah, it's a good question. I think the best way is just to Google Voices for Israel Challenge Jewish Link, and then you'll see the link to an article, and then in the article there's a link to the form, but every week in the Jewish Link, there's an ad with a QR code that you could scan that takes you right to the form.
All right. So people could spend their Shabbos afternoon with their family, coming up with a good slogan.
Exactly.
And tossing it over to you guys on Saturday night.
100%.
When you publish the six each week, is that in order? Meaning,
yeah.
Oh, you literally are deciding, the judges have decided this of the six is the best
we
one.
Do, we do first, second, third, three honorable mentions.
Got it.
Yeah.
All right. And the firsts have been really good so far. I wish I had that list in front of me. I don't have the list of the firsts.
Oh, yeah. I should have sent you that.
But
yeah,
are there some good ones so far?
Yeah, there's some great. Yeah.
All right. See what happens. And all of them will be available to everybody when this thing comes to an end.
That's the plan. Like, I hope it'll be like an easy, like a quick toolkit. Like, just look. Like, if you look up right now, like pro-Israel chants, the first article you'll see is my letter to the editor that I wrote a few months ago. Like, I wrote it 2 months ago complaining about the need for this.
Right.
And then since then, Hanan reached out to me, hey, we should actually do something about this, and we came up with this contest.
Very cool. Voices for Israel Creative Chant Challenge. If you get this week's Jewish Link, you will see the instructions in it, correct?
Yes.
It will be there.
Yes.
No question about it.
No.
And from what I'm told, thousands of people do get the Jewish Link every single week.
I think around 50,000.
That's a pretty good number.
Yeah.
So join everybody and get your family involved and submit your own pro-Israel chant or slogan to help convey a clear pro-Israel narrative to the world. And you have a chance to win some unique prizes. I would say this list of prizes is pretty unique and cool.
Yeah.
So you have a chance to win the unique prizes. And kudos to the judges.
I hope I get invited to that Kiddush or pizza party, whoever wins.
Well, you deserve to be, frankly. I would hope people would realize that. You have a whole list of great judges, including our good friend Ari Wartelski. He's one of the judges.
Yep.
Rachel Sarolnik is one of the judges. Abby Sophia is one of the judges, right? Mm-hmm. Co-founder of the Teaneck branch of Run for Their Lives, which is the event that you did, the weekly event that you just mentioned. And Rabbi Strauchler, the rabbi of a congregation, Rinat Yisrael, also one of the judges.
Yes.
So you've got some really involved community people who obviously are taking this very seriously.
Yeah.
Very cool. Any information, people could just write, I guess, to the editor of the Jewish Link, and they'll be...
They can also email me if they want, Zachary@JewishLink.news.
Zachary@JewishLink.news.
Mm-hmm.
Simple as that. Well, good luck with this, and I appreciate you making our audience aware of it.
Yeah, thank you so much. I really appreciate being on today.
We have a global audience. I hope people around the world participate by submitting their chance and by taking a chance at winning some great prizes. Thank you to Zachary Greenberg. More coming up. It's JM in the AM.